Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm back.
Amazing guy. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne's an original family member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate his 19th anniversary a little later in the year. He's VP for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. CEI.org is an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. He's the author of the yearly report, 10,000 Commandments, which is all an annual snapshot at how the government, what the government is doing to you and me from a regulatory standpoint. He's our good friend Wayne Cruz. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you for having me, Jim. You caught me off guard with that 19 years.
It's coming up. And in September, we're going to celebrate your 19th anniversary. How about that? And that's just 2 months away from my 20th.
So I think it's congratulations to us, right?
Yeah, exactly. Survive. I think it's called survival, right?
It is survival.
These days, survival is something to celebrate, isn't it?
It is.
Especially if you survived 8-year assault, regulatory assault on Main Street by the Obama administration. What's happening in Washington to unwind some of that assaulting?
Well, I hope it's things that are going to stick. You know how you and I have talked about the need to have every regulation that comes through be sunsetted?
Absolutely.
And just go away unless Congress affirms it?
Every 5 years, I mean, it'd be 3 years if I thought I could make it happen, but I'll take 5 years. Every 5 years, if you don't renew it, if it doesn't go before Congress and renewed before Congress, it dies.
That's right. Well, basically right now Trump has done 3 executive orders at least on reg reform. First off, he streamlined permitting. You remember EPA with the water rules and other rules with locking up.
Every mud hole is
exactly. Every moisture, you know, suddenly, you know, can run a battleship. And so, you know, that kind of thing had just gone off the rails. So he's speeding up permitting. He put a freeze on regulation. And then most recently, he set up these other executive orders have done it, but he set up these task forces to review all the rules coming out of the agencies and make sure that they need to be done. And I tell you, Jim, other than just the basic airline FAA airworthiness rules and the Coast Guard drawbridge rules, things of that sort, regulation has stopped. I mean, there's a lot of controversy in this Trump administration. You see the news going on today.
Are you going to be out of a job, Wayne?
In this sense, you know, there are other ways to live, right?
See, that's like the National Dentist Society coming on and saying, you know, for some reason, all of a sudden, cavities have stopped.
Yeah, the cavities are gone, but I wish they were gone. There's a whole lot of specific regulatory issue debates that are not going to be able to be taken care of by these executive orders. I mean, all the stuff, financial regulations. All the stuff that hits small business disproportionately, all the new things that are coming out, have come out from FCC, like the net neutrality rule, are going to still be a lot harder to get rid of. All the things like cybersecurity and privacy that are still heavily regulated. And there could be better alternatives to dealing with them than to have the federal agents put them in place. So those, we're not going to completely deal with those, but what I can tell you is, if you think about the numbers of rules coming out every year, there are over 3,000 of them that come out every year. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, at that same time, Congress is only passing a few dozen laws. So the multiple of agencies issuing rules over Congress issuing its own laws is like over 18. And, you know, I like to call that the unconstitutionality index, because we've got these unelected bureaucrats deciding what the rules are going to be.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem is... For every law that passes, they create hundreds of regulations out of those, right? It's like they make the laws into babies.
Well, here's the thing. Trump has frozen the rules. It's virtually stopped. But you know how the Obama legacy depended on a Clinton victory?
Right, right.
Same thing is true for Trump. He's only doing executive orders, and he's got no cooperation from Congress on being able to do anything. So, yeah, I mean, you think about the tax fight coming up.
But if he can get if he can get tax reform and health care reform, then they can visit the regulatory situation, right?
Here's what I think. He is getting too much blowback from the likes of Schumer on doing anything with tax reform, and that's what concerns me there. Regulation is a little bit different, and even though you would think it would come last, it might be that it comes first. In the sense of,
interesting,
you might recall back in the days when you and I were first talking, and the House and Senate did the Unfunded Mandates Act, they did the Small Business Regulatory Fairness Act, Sabrefa. They did even the Congressional Review Act, the one where Trump has so far signed 14 resolutions of disapproval, so called, to get rid of the regulations that have come out from Obama's last 6 months. Well, at that time,
Wayne, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Folks, we're coming right back with Wayne Cruz. More to come. Stay with us. Queen Till. So I don't have to
dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.